Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, welcoming you to another evening of my favorite songs. Tonight we're playing quite a variety. This is Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. The first song is a banjo piece. I'm a banjo player, not a good one. I love the sound of the banjo, and this particular style is my favorite. It's a soft, plunky style. The song is East Virginia. I don't know the performer. My son knows, and I'll ask him, and he'll let me know. But it's a lovely version of the song. Many, many people have sung this song. Pete Seeger, Joan Baez. This is just a nice, soft, plunky banjo version. Listen for the banjo. Here is East Virginia. That was East Virginia. Next up is Whiskey Before Breakfast. This is a fiddle tune, and it's a song I learned last year and like a lot to play in the fiddle. It's a real clean tune, but this is a singing version I'm going to play for you. It's by Mike Cross. Mike Cross is from Maryville, Tennessee, a versatile musician, plays rock, country, pop, folk. Some criticism of this particular version of the song said that he didn't stick to the tune and he changed some of the words. I'm not a traditionalist. He can change all the words he likes if he turns out something nice. And I like this version a lot. This has got tremendous energy. Mike Cross and his group just make this thing rock. The story starts off with a guy walking down the street and bumping into two men who are sitting on the curb, and they explain they've been drinking whiskey before breakfast. And if you listen closely, you can see where the story goes from there. So get ready. This is Mike Cross with Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Sun wouldn't shine. I was walking down the street and I'm feeling so fine. I saw two old men with a bottle between them. This is the song I heard them singing. Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Well, I stopped by the steps where they were sitting and I couldn't believe how drunk they were getting. I said, old man, you've been drinking long. They said, long enough to start singing this song. Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. That I just couldn't quit, so I drank a little more. Next thing I knew, there were three of us sitting there singing this tune. Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Well, one by one, everybody in the town heard our ruckus, and they all came down. And pretty soon, all the streets were ringing with the sound of the whole town laughing and singing. Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Yes, Lord, preserve us and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Well,
that was Whiskey Before Breakfast by Mike Cross. I'm going to play Whiskey Before Breakfast again for you now. This is by my fiddle teacher. My fiddle teacher is a man named Sam Gobble from Mountain City, Tennessee. And anybody who knows Sam, tell him I'm playing his music. Sam would, I drove to Mountain City each Tuesday night, I think it was, no, Monday night, and had a session with him. And he would always give me a recording of a song he wanted me to learn. And one time we did Whiskey Before Breakfast. And so this is the recording he gave me. It was not intended for to be heard on the radio or anything. It was just a version of the song that Sam put together for me. He would play it while I wasn't there, and then he'd play the guitar along with it to give it a little rhythm. But this was just so I could learn the tune. Sam, to me, is one of the best fiddlers I've ever heard in my life. I don't think he's famous or anything. He's not famous. He has a unique style. He likes to play with the tune. And you can hear him playing with the tune here. If you listen closely, most fiddle tunes have an A part and a B part. They usually play the A part twice, then the B part twice. And if you stick to the tune, the A part is always the same every time around, and the B part's always the same. Sam doesn't do that. He likes to play with it. If you listen closely, you'll hear the A part and the B part vary just a little bit after he gets rolling. This is only a short thing, and I hope you enjoy it. But this is Sam Gobble from Mountain City, Tennessee, playing the traditional fiddle version of Whiskey Before Breakfast. Before breakfast. Sam Gobble from Mountain City, Tennessee, playing Whiskey Before Breakfast. Next song is a bluegrass song, at least I think it is. It's an a cappella version of Just a Rose. Again, I don't know the artist. There are many, many performers who do this song, and there are many versions of this song. This is a story. The traditional song sort of says, don't bring me a lot of flowers when I die. You know, don't waste a lot of money on that. Either give me flowers now, or do something simple. So this is called Just a Rose, and it's a cappella.
Oh, the time has come for me leaving. I'll bid this world adieu. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I don't want no weeping and wailing when I have passed away. Just have some old time singing as they lay me neath the clay. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. Just have an old-time preacher to preach the gospel so true. Don't want no fancy decorations. Just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do.
Just a Rose. This is Harry Baya. You're listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7 on your FM dial from Emory and Henry College, Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance to share with you my favorite songs, which I'm constantly seeking out for this show and having just a ball doing. I love finding these songs, and some I remember and some are new. I've got a new one coming up in a few minutes. But I just get a kick out of it, and I want to share it with you. The Wombat part of the title, as I explain every week, is my license to play anything I want. I've got a Wombat coming up after a couple songs out here. Anything means a spoken piece, humorous piece, whatever. Something I think that others will enjoy that I like a lot. The next song is not a Wombat. It's an old favorite. It's called Escape by Rupert Holmes. You've probably heard it. It tells a cute story. Jimmy Buffett also sings this song. I went on the escape story. I'll even give you a little lead-in. A man is reading the newspaper and sees an ad for somebody, a woman who wants to meet him, and he gets intrigued and decides to follow up on this ad, in spite of the fact that he already has a girlfriend. Naughty man. So I went on YouTube to see if I could find a video of it, and I did. It was a cute video. It was two women, and it was a homemade thing. They didn't put any real money into it, but they put some creativity into it. One of them had painted on a mustache and a goatee to look like a man and played the part, and they just sort of went through the acts and had little scenes to illustrate each part of the song. So this is going to be Escape. It's by Rupert Holmes. This was his only really big hit, I gather, but it sort of made his career. In fact, I gather it made him successful for life from this one song. Here is Escape by Rupert Holmes. It's also called the Pina Colada song.
A worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. And the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight,
was the Pina Colada song, also known as Escape, by Rupert Holmes. And a delightful story. Here's a change in pace. This week, usually every week, I and some friends go to the Arts Array movie. Here in Abingdon, Virginia, there is an Arts Array series that's on Monday and Tuesday nights. It's at, I think it's at 4 and 7:30, and they have quite a variety of good films. This week, I didn't go to the Arts Array film. I was naughty. I probably should have gone. It was Michael Moore's Indictment of Capitalism, which I probably should see. But there was another movie on, and I wasn't that anxious to go see the Michael Moore film. The other movie was called Crazy Heart, starring Jeff Bridges. I enjoyed the movie. I think it could have been better, but it still was a good movie. Had a lot of music. It's a story of a country music singer who's down and out. And this was sort of the theme song at the end of the movie. This is called The Weary Kind. And the song speaks to me. It may to you. The basic idea that I get out of it is that sometimes in life, you're just going to feel defeated, knocked down and beat up and overwhelmed and close to giving up. And the music says, this place is not for the weary kind. In other words, you can't give in. The weary kind can't survive. You're going to have to deal with it. And the message is, take your crazy heart and try again. And I think sometimes we need that message. I know I needed it not too long ago. And I heard this song, and I like the song. I like the music. But I especially like the message. The part that sort of says, sometimes it gets tough. And when it does, you've got to pick up your crazy heart and try again. So this is Crazy Heart. It's sung by Ryan Bingham.
Heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. How this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try. Sweating out the hay, the days and the nights all feel the same. Whiskey has been a thorn in your side, it doesn't forget the highway that calls for your heart inside. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. this ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try. Far from your fingertips, you are the man that ruined the world. Your heart's on the loose, you rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
That was The Weary Kind, theme from the movie Crazy Heart. I think if I'd listened to that song closely before the movie, I might have appreciated the movie even more. I think Jeff Bridges was trying to portray the essence of that song, picking up your heart and trying again. Good song. I like it. Now, we're going to change pace. Here's a happier song. Of course, it's not hard to find a happier song than that. But this is called Safe Home. And it's by a singer named John Smith. Well, I can tell you, I had some trouble finding anything about John Smith because, good Lord, there are more John Smiths on the planet than anybody could possibly handle. I finally was able to track him down. This is on his sixth CD called Gravity of Grace. In his blog, I found him on the web. He talks about being by the frozen Mississippi River in Wisconsin. He has a website called johnsmithmusic.com. So I don't know much else about him. The song is called Safe Home, and it's just a nice song. So I wish you safe home whenever you go on a journey, and John Smith wishes us all safe home.
We've come through the valleys, we've come through the fields, we've crossed all the rivers to find ourselves here. We sang songs of sorrow, we sang songs of love. Let's sing one more together to send ourselves off. Safe home, safe home, safe home, where you go? Be the light of the moon, smile down on your road. Safe home, safe home, safe home, will you go? Until I next see you, safe home, will you go? We've laid down our worries, our troubles, our fears, like shells on the strand, washed by laughter and cheers. But the tide has returned to lift us away, back to our houses and families we pray. Safe home, safe home, safe home, will you go? May the light of the moon smile down on your road. Safe home, safe home, safe home, will you go? Until I next see you, safe home, will you go? The fiddles are quiet, the whistles all still, only echoes remain from the jigs and the reels. The dance floor is empty, our farewells all said. Now it's time to be going until we all meet again. Safe home, safe home,
stay home, will you go? May the light of the moon smile down on you, oh. Safe home, safe home, safe home, will you go? Until I next see you, safe home, will you go? Safe home, safe home, safe home, will you go? May the light of the moon smile down on your road. Safe home, safe home, safe home, do you go? Until I next see you, safe home, will you go? Until I next see you, safe home, will you go?
Safe Home by John Smith. The next song is going to be a wombat. But before I do that, let me tell you a little bit about some other shows. I don't have the complete current program. There are a lot of new shows on. And if you go to WEHC on the web, go to WEHC... let me take it back. Go to ehc.edu. That's the Emory and Henry website. And then click on WEHC-FM. And when you get there, you can find a tab for the schedule. You can see what's on when. Also, if you'd like to email me, Harry Baya, you can send me email at Emory and Henry. It's hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. I made this announcement last week, and I got an email. I got a fan mail. And someone sent me fan mail saying they like my show. And I was delighted. So that's... it happens. It happens. And I have another fan that listens to me on the web and sends me emails. So there are people listening out there, and it's a delight to get some feedback as to what you liked and what you thought was interesting and any comments you have about the show. So I was going to mention some other shows that are on. This show is normally on Monday nights, 7 to 8, and replayed again often on Thursdays at 3. So unless there's a conflict, like a basketball game or something, it's going to be Wombats and Music is on Monday night, 7 to 8. Some other shows that might interest you, Steve Fisher, Rise Up Singing, is on Wednesday night from 9 to 10. And he plays a lot of folk music and protest songs and a variety of things and plays some really good stuff. Another show I like is Jim Barker's show, The Eclectic Hour. That's on Tuesdays from 8 to 9. And you never know what Jim's going to have. He has guests on. He plays classical music. He plays jazz. He plays a variety. I always mention Robert Weisfeld's show on Friday nights from 9 to 10, just because it is a strange trip. If you want to go somewhere odd, go to Robert Weisfeld's show just to see what it's like. And then there's Aris Winger. He is on with the Flagship from 9 to 11 on Tuesday nights. And he does interviews and debates and... it's kind of a zany show, in my opinion, and well worth picking up. There's some other shows I want to announce, but I don't have the schedule for them, so I'm going to wait and do it another time. So the next song is a wombat. The next thing is, it's not a song at all. I want to explain it first. I'm a folk musician or an amateur. I've been going to things weeks and weekends now for close to 40 years, and I've heard some wonderful things. One time I heard a great song about the Smugglers, and I have it somewhere on a cassette. I have footlockers full of cassettes. I may never find it. But I thought maybe I'd find it on the web. I went looking for it. I did not find the song, not the one I wanted. But I found the poem the song was from. It was by Rudyard Kipling, and it's called The Smugglers. And it's a classic poem, apparently. It's the research I did, it takes place in Southampton, around that area, the southern part of England. Back in around 1300, the year 1300, the king began to impose a tax on imports. And at that point, the smugglers began to smuggle things in. And this went on up until the present, I suppose. And in all the villages along the coast, there were smugglers, and they were members of the community. They were respected people. The British soldiers who imposed the tax were not particularly popular there. So this is a song written for children, or a poem telling them that the gentleman, face the wall when the gentlemen go by. In other words, ignore the smugglers. They're our friends. And if the redcoats ask you anything, don't tell them. So... this is The Smugglers. I found a recording of the poem by a man named Murray Lachlan Young. And I looked into him too. He apparently is the first poet reader, poem reader, ever to get a $1 million contract for recording. So you figure the guy's a good reader. Also, I researched Rudyard Kipling a little bit. Apparently a true genius, an absolute genius. Lived from 1865 to 1936 and wrote wonderful things. So this is one of his poems. It's called The Smugglers. It's being read by Murray Lachlan.
If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blinds or looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk, laces for a lady, letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the woodlump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine, don't you shout to come and look, nor use 'em for your play. Put the brushwood back again, and they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you meet King George's men dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty maid and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you've no call for running out till the house dogs bark. Trusty's here, Pincher's here, see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be give a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentlemen along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
Yes, indeed. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. That's a haunting thing. And maybe we'll have a little doll for you in the morning. Wouldn't that be nice? That was The Smugglers, written by Rudyard Kipling and recited by Murray Lachlan Young. Now we're going to go to another part of the British Isles. This is to Ireland, and I researched this a little bit. This is called The Fields of Athen Rye, and apparently it took place, the incident described, during the Great Famine between 1845 and 1859 in County Galway in Ireland. And I looked on the web, and in Athen Rye there's a castle there built in 1240. So this history goes back. During the famine, the people there were starving. And in the song, a man steals some food from the fields of Trevelyan, who's a count who lived at that time, steals food, and in the song he is sentenced to transportation to Botany Bay. So he's being forced to leave his family. This song is sung by David Arkenstone, which is odd. David Arkenstone, I looked up, as a rock musician. I listened to several. I knew the song. I'm looking for a version by Janet Russell, but I couldn't find that. So I did find this version, which I like a lot. And but David Arkenstone apparently is primarily a rock musician, but here he is. It's accredited to him. So you can make your own mind up as to just. And it says featuring Kathleen Fisher. This may be Kathleen Fisher singing, but this is his arrangement of "The Fields of Athen Rye."
Thank you.
prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Lower high, the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, it cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Lorelei, the fields of Athenry, when once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely on the field of Athenry. By a lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star fall. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived to hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely on the fields of Athenry. Lorelei, the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. So lonely
So that was Kathleen Fisher singing on David Arkenstone's album Celtic Sanctuary. I feel like I ought to play the Weary Kind again after that. That's the mood of the Weary Kind. There's this poor guy being shipped off to Australia. He's leaving his wife and child behind. He stole food to feed the child. Now he's being sent away. No place for the Weary Kind. Time to pick up his heart and start again. And the next song is in the same mood. We're not going to get too cheerful here for a little while. Although the last song tonight is I hate to call it cheerful, but it is. But this song is not. This is the song is, and the band played Waltzing Matilda by Eric Boggle. I played a song last week by Eric Boggle. It was called The Green Fields of France. And this is equally sad and tragic. This is a story from Australia, World War I. And the soldiers are returning home, or this soldier in the song returns home. And Eric Boggle is from actually from Scotland, but lives in Australia and writes songs in Australia. Lives near Adelaide, and this is his song, one of his better known songs. And the band played Waltzing Matilda.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun. And they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was waiting, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying. For I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tent and pegs a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Come a waltzing Matilda with me.
That was Eric Boggle singing the song he wrote, and the band played Waltzing Matilda. I'm going to jump right into the next song because we've only got a few minutes. I won't be able to play the whole song. I want to get it started so you can hear it, and I'll play it all next week. It was written by Shel Silverstein. To my amazement, I've played more songs by Shel Silverstein on this show than anybody else. But here's another one from him. He's singing it with Bob Gibson. I think Bob Gibson's doing the singing and Shel Silverstein's the little voice you hear in the background. But I hope you get a little taste of it. It's called Killed by a Coconut.
He just had a stress test and he was fine.
Yeah, I seen him. He looked good. He really did.
His cholesterol level was down to 209.
Oh, healthy and happy.
He saved up his money, retired to the tropic sea.
That sounds beautiful.
There he was resting contentedly.
Yeah.
Underneath a tall palm tree when he was killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut?
Killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut.
Just when things were looking up, he happened to be looking down. Yeah, he was killed by a coconut.
And you could be
killed by a coconut.
That's why you never should be
sitting underneath the coconut tree when the coconut come down.
I think I understand the gravity of the situation.
After 5 years of begging and pleading, she finally said yes.
Oh, that's what we want to hear.
They slipped into his apartment. She slipped out of her dress.
Ooh, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall there.
He lit up some incense.
Was that patchouli?
And unplugged the phone.
The sneaky devil.
And was just about to enter the twilight zone.
Yeah.
When he was killed by a coconut.
Ooh, what a feeling.
Killed by a coconut.
That came through the ceiling.
The people upstairs were having a luau, and one fell through the floor.
What's the chances of that?
Well, he was killed by a coconut. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya. And this is on Monday nights from 7 to 8 and Thursdays at 3. Hope to be with you next week and when we can once again celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.